AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Protesters in Baltimore promising to hold their biggest march yet over the unexplained death of Freddie Gray, and that in about 12 hours' time, they'll try to shut down the city. The protest is scheduled as police release a detailed timeline of the events between Gray's arrest and his final stop at the police station. They're cobbling the story together with help from surveillance video and witness testimony, but Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says he needs to know more.
There's a gap for me. The gap between where Mr. Gray ran from the officers and where the video picks up. What we don't have there is witnesses or CCTV information to show what occurred there. So we have to clear that picture.
That's the first gap. Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis says there's another one during the ride to the station.
The transport wagon stops again for a second time at Druid Hill and Dolphin to deal with Mr. Gray, and the facts of that interaction are under investigation.
Davis says Gray apparently asked for a medic at that time. Police say the 25-year-old did not have a seatbelt on in the van. Gray was arrested earlier this month when police say he ran from them after making eye contact. At some point during the arrest or in that police van, he suffered a spinal injury and died a week later. Jurors have convicted the last three defendants in the death of a Florida A&M drum major.
The three defendants were convicted of manslaughter and felony hazing. And when they are sentenced in June, they could each face up to 20 years in prison for the two counts against them.
That's AP correspondent Mike Schneider. The three were among more than a dozen band members charged for their roles in a hazing ritual called Crossing Bus C, which led to the death of drum major Robert Champion. This is AP Radio News. It was Attorney General Eric Holder's last day on the job. Shortly after the Senate confirmed incoming AG Loretta Lynch, Holder bid his Justice Department staff farewell.
I am proud of you. I'm going to miss you. I am going to miss this building. I'm going to miss this institution. But more than anything, I'm going to miss you all.
His parting message, change the criminal justice system. Holder says we're a country that incarcerates too many people for too long and for no good reason. 700 Native American tribes are converging in Albuquerque for the 32nd annual Gathering of the Nations. Conrad Medicine Rope of Nakota Nation says the event can be an emotional one.
Where you come from, the pride becomes overwhelming.
He says the gathering's key to preserve the customs of the Native American people. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.